Here's what you missed this morning with Johnny and Megan.
So it's Wednesday, and it's another Ask Megan. And, you know, if you ever need to ask Megan anything, it's real simple. Just ask her by going to 983thecoast.com and clicking on Ask Megan. Real simple, and you can be just like this person who sent us one that says, "Dear Megan, my boyfriend and I had a huge fight last week. We've been dating for several years and discussed marriage, so I've been expecting a proposal. But instead, he gave me a promise ring."
Ooh, ouch.
"To me, a promise ring is kind of a cop-out. Either commit or don't. He disagrees and says, it's the next step in our relationship, babe." What? I'm just trying to be like the other guy. What do you think? Are promise rings the next step, or is he stalling?
Oh, man. Well, here's the thing about this. It's kind of like, isn't an engagement ring already just kind of a promise ring? Because you don't have to marry the person you're engaged to.
Right.
You could always get out of it. So a promise ring is like what? Like a promise to give another promise ring?
How many layers
are we going to go with this? Something could be like a good intentions ring. Like, I'm not committing to anything, but I kind of think I might at some point. So here's a good intentions ring.
It's kind of like the preseason of any sport.
Yeah.
Or it's kind of like a warm up.
I mean, this could continue on forever. Like, you could have like a, I think I'm getting serious, but I'm not 100% sure yet. I'm probably going to talk to my old ex-girlfriends ring. And then, so, I mean, I feel for her because, yeah, she's expecting engagement, which
sure,
at least would be like definitive to some degree, although they still don't have to get married.
Right. Yeah, I've never given a promise ring. The only thing was I gave Jocelyn an engagement ring.
And how long has it been? And do you have a date set?
No, we don't have a date set, but we do have an engagement ring that I think I gave it to her like 5-6 years ago.
Okay, so that's my point.
Okay.
A promise ring and an engagement ring are almost, they might as well be the same thing. It's still saying, I'm committed to you, but we're not going to get married today.
To me, as a guy, that is an extra expense that really doesn't need to be there.
That's my point. Like, yeah, you could just keep buying rings every few years just to keep stringing somebody along. Or you could just accept that, you know, maybe like you're not in a place in your life where you want to get married right now. And that's okay, too. I do think it's a little bit of, I just think it's unnecessary.
Okay.
It's not a cop out. It's just adding another like roadblock.
Mm.
Like, how many milestones do you have to have in your relationship?
It kind of does sound a tidbit like a cop out, just because it's kind of like a buffer, like a delay. It's a way for him to delay. So
exactly. It's stalling, just like she said.
So what do you think about this? Give us a call. 934-9830. Is the promise ring the next step, or is he stalling? 934-9830. Give us a call.
So, Johnny, today is Ask Megan.
Uh-huh.
And we've got an Ask Megan question from a woman who thought her boyfriend was going to propose and give her an engagement ring, and instead he gave her a promise ring.
Seems pretty sad that this is going on, because, I mean, I feel like the promise ring is like, it is a sort of a cop-out, and that's one thing she's asking.
I think it is a bit of a cop-out. And the thing about it is if you're at a point of your relationship where you're talking about marriage, I can see why you would expect the next step would be, let's get married. Not like, let's buy this ring that indicates that one day I might be ready to ask you if you would get married to me then.
See, I never understood the whole concept of, you know, all these things, whether it's the class ring that used to be a thing for like back in the day. Here's my class ring. Here's my letter jacket. Here's my promise ring. Here's my engagement ring. To me, it's all old school.
Well, this is the other thing. I always thought promise rings were something you gave a girl when you were like 18 and you wanted her to, like, you know, you wanted to get married one day, but you're not, you don't have any money yet or anything. Like, you're not even close.
It's almost like the promise ring should almost be like the one that a dad gives to a daughter to say, you're going to promise me that you are not going to.
They have another
you're
version
not
of
gonna,
that.
Yeah. What is that called?
That's called like the creepy dad is in my life too much ring or something.
This is not a ring. This is a wire that's recording everything that you do.
I actually do think that there is, I think they might call that a promise ring or something
it's
like that.
It's some sort of promise, you know, like, Dad, I promise, like, I won't do anything stupid.
There's a difference between being young and not being ready to get married because you need to go to college or need to start your career or whatever, and dating someone for years as a grown adult and having them be like, yeah, I'm still not there yet, I think.
Now I'm going to play devil's advocate here, sort of, and say, do you even need to get married at all?
No. I mean,
that's the thing that I think
you're not.
The promise ring to me is old school. And the fact that, I mean, every time I'm asked, when I say I have my fiance, Jocelyn, who I love very much, they're always like, oh, so when's the date? When are you going to, you know, tie the knot already? And I'm like, well, we're in love and we're together. We live together. We pretty much are married, just minus of a certificate.
Can you just wait it out and become common law?
They don't have common law in Michigan, but I just call her my life partner now. I mean, because that's pretty much what she is.
Yeah. And the wedding is like the fun, like little icing.
It's a cool celebration to say, right, hey, we're together. But people already know that.
I know people who will never get married.
Yeah. And so it's the thing. So I don't know. I'd love to know from you, 934-9830. Is this whole promise ring a big deal? Or we can even get in a deeper conversation. Do these people even need to get married? Is that the bigger problem?
We'll see, I guess.
934-9830. Give us a call.
Scrolling through the news feed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
All brought to you by Big B Coffee in St. Joe. Grab yourself a Big B. Help you wake up this morning for sure. Try the cinnamon roll latte. It is delicious. Also, another coffee place, Starbucks. Starbucks fans claim that there's a secret menu drink called the medicine ball that can cure a common cold. Now, the drink is made with Teavana Jade Citrus Mint Tea, also Teavana Peach Tranquility Tea, peppermint, lemonade, and honey. That sounds pretty good. The Sun says that a Jack Russell Terrier out in England recently had to have 12 of her teeth removed because she is addicted to Coca-Cola. Now, this dog, his name is Lady, became addicted after sneaking sips of her owner's glass. So that's one of those things where, you know, feeding your dog from the table, people do it, you know, the dog sneaking in a sip or two of your drink. It happens, but you just got to be careful. Maybe a twist off bottle is probably the best idea. And you got to, you know, recycle those bottles. Great way to recycle is Rothy's is a shoe company. And they're making these really cute women's flats out of recycled plastic bottles. Pretty cool idea. We've been seeing a lot of these ways of recycling plastic in some way into something cool. Now, even better, they're machine washable. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know how that works, but that's pretty awesome. Prices for this, right around $125 for these recycled bottle shoes. Shoes. So this is pretty crazy. Just saw this yesterday. One of the things that your kids use every single day, either in art class or at home, could soon be a collector's item. Crayola crayons is going to be eliminating one of the colors from the 24-count box of Crayola crayons. And they're going to be doing that later on this week on Friday during National Crayon Day. Now, not sure. They have not announced what color it is going to be. I mean, the colors that they have, you know, red, yellow, blue, brown, orange, green, violet, black. Those are some of the common colors. Now, they also have carnation pink, yellow, orange, blue, green, red, violet, red, orange, yellow, green. And white is one of those colors that I was thinking might be eliminated. Just because anytime when you're a kid or now even when you're coloring with your kids, when do you use the white crayon? The only time is when you're on, like, whether it's black paper or a dark colored paper, but it doesn't show up anywhere else. So that, to me, that is probably the most unused crayon. But we will find out on Friday in Times Square. They will make the big announcement during National Crayon Day, but pretty crazy. So you might want to go start buying up some of those 24-count boxes of crayons because Crayola is going to stop production on that color completely, and it will only be available in boxes of crayons that are already on shelves. So I think, like, you know, a quick run to the art store is a good idea because those will be collector's items someday. You know, in 20 years down the road, that crayon's going to be worth like a dollar. That's pretty awesome.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
Well, Scarlett Johansson or ScarJo?
ScarJo, yeah, you can call her ScarJo.
Is that what she's called? I don't know. I lose track of all these, like,
abbreviation things.
Yeah. But she told ABC that she would consider a career in politics. She says, I've always been interested in local politics. Right now, I think with my young daughter and also the way my career is going, I'm not sure if that's a good or bad. It's just not the right time, but eventually I could focus on something like that. It could be interesting. Well, that made me think of, like, how much these political times have brought people out of the woodwork talking about getting involved in politics.
Well, and she, you know, obviously, like her, she said, her career is blowing up where she's got all kinds of different movies.
Yeah.
She's doing very busy. But I mean, shortly after the election, she did the Women's March and had a very powerful speech there. I think she would be great in politics. And I love all these celebrities that are using their platform to do something in either in politics or something for the community.
I think you and I should use our platform to go
maybe
to politics.
Maybe we should. I think so.
I want to be one of those, like the ones you see the signs for, but you don't really know what it means, like county drain commissioner, which I'm sure is a very important job, but I have no idea what they do.
That's very important job.
So we should challenge.
No, we just got a new one.
Incumbent.
We just got a new one.
All right, well, let's find something else.
And he listens to this show, so you got to be quiet about it.
All right. I challenge you.
No, I want to be one of those jobs that no one really knows what they do.
Yeah.
Like even the person doing it has no idea. Maybe, just maybe, because we were talking about
this. Is that the platform we're going to run on?
Earlier this week, we were talking about the person who does the ordinances for the grass. We want to do that. Can we campaign for that? Can we put signs in the yard to be the person that puts signs in people's yards?
That's okay. Yeah, County Drain Commissioner, you can keep your job. Johnny and I are going to go after this other one.
That other one's got legs, for sure.
All right, let's do it.
So, Nicki Minaj, well, she's got legs and other things
nice,
as well.
Nice one there.
So, she has recently signed a modeling contract with Wilhelmina Modeling Agency.
It's a big one.
So, the CEO says, "We're thrilled to work alongside Nicki Minaj, who is a style pioneer and icon." Now, the roster also includes some other big names like Demi Lovato, Shawn Mendes, Leona Lewis, and Nick Jonas.
So, oh,
very cool.
Well, that is really cool. And I think it could probably, I mean, you know, she's got a different kind of body type than most models. And that's a really good thing because there's going to be more representation.
Definitely.
In the kind of clothes that designers will dress.
I like it.
And she'll probably become like a face of something. She'll become one of those makeup faces.
I thought she was already a makeup face.
Like a cover girl or something, maybe?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you might be right. Well, let's talk about something everyone forgot was a thing. The series finale of Duck Dynasty airs tonight on A&E.
Oh my gosh. Forgot
Duck Dynasty
about
is still
show.
On. I mean, think about a show that had like a meteor, like it was like the rise was crazy.
Oh yeah.
That blew up and then just fizzled and then just kind of whimpered away.
It was kind of like all of those reality shows when they're on top, they end up saying a couple stupid things here and there and then they just go skyrocket down the wrong way.
Yeah. And I feel like they just kind of like, just, I don't know, scampered
sort of
off. They scampered off into the forest, and I forgot they existed.
It's because they're wearing all that camo.
Yeah.
You couldn't even see it. Couldn't even see it coming.
Hey, it's Sarah and Megan with Your Mom Minute, where we share tips and ideas to make your life as a mom easier and more fun. And today we're talking about easing separation anxiety. Whether we're talking about a little one or even an older child, this can be really tough.
It can be, and I've been surprised sometimes by how old my kids still are when they're having that separation anxiety.
Yeah.
So one thing I've done with my kids is just remind them, and I mean remind them over and over, sometimes every time, several times, that when mom goes away, she always comes back. You can always talk about times you've been separated before, and then the kids had fun and you had fun and you all saw each other again soon. Sometimes you just really have to beat that drum and keep reminding them that this has happened before. It turned out okay. It'll be okay again.
I love that. That's a great tip. Well, my tip is to validate their feelings, but don't join your kid in their drama. And we all know what that drama looks like. So my 4-year-old right now, every day, says she doesn't want to go to school when I know for a fact that she's fine once she's there. So I say, "I know you do, honey." And then I move on and we talk about something else. So she feels a little secure knowing that I'm not actually going to change my mind and say she doesn't have to go to school. I have the same response every time. I validate what she's feeling, but I don't really enter into that drama with her.
Love it. That's actually a great tip for any kid drama, don't you think?
Yeah.
So this has been another Mom Minute from Megan and Sarah of The Mom Hour. For more ideas to make your life as a mom easier and more fun, head over to themomhour.com. The Mom Minute is brought to you by Rainbow Child Care Center. Visit rainbowccc.com and discover the rainbow difference.
Here's your Coast Music News Minute, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage.
Zayn Malik says he wouldn't change any decision he's made about his career.
You know what? I don't think I would have done anything different. I was talking about it the other day to a friend of mine from home, and I was just saying to him, like, I wouldn't have changed anything. Everything got me to this point. I mean, every wrong decision I made, every right decision got me here. So I guess I'd just say trust your instincts and don't take yourself too seriously, because life's going to be all right.
Justin Bieber is facing criminal charges for spray painting a hotel in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. He tagged the hotel back in 2013 and may be arrested when he plays in Rio tonight. And the Wilhelmina Modeling Agency just signed Nicki Minaj. The agency's CEO says, "We're thrilled to work alongside Nicki Minaj, who is a style pioneer and icon." The Wilhelmina roster includes celebrities such as Demi Lovato, Shawn Mendes, Leona Lewis, and Nick Jonas. And that's the Coast Music News Minute for
today. Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road at I-94 in St. Joe. Call 558-4022, an equal housing lender. NMLS number 2229. Find more music news anytime at 983thecoast.com.
So I've always wanted to organize an event like this. This is happening out in Thailand, a really fun event featuring women running a race in wedding dresses. It's captured the imagination of the entire country. So this year, 250 brides put on their wedding dresses, laced up their sneakers, and ran 2.5 miles in the annual Running of the Brides.
Oh, my goodness.
So the brides were accompanied by their fiancés, who, of course, had to run the race while wearing suits.
Wow. I just feel like this presents a tripping hazard.
Maybe. Well, if you're not, to me, if you're not going to wear, well, tripping hazard for the dress for sure. Yeah. But if you've got running shoes on, your feet will be somewhat okay. You're not going to be running in heels.
I feel like you'd have to have it all hiked
shoes
up and like, yeah, bunched like, up and like tied. Like
tied off.
Yeah.
So while it was fun, the stakes were pretty high since prizes were there for the taking, valued at about $28,000, including a gown for the bride and a suit for the groom, because, well, they're going to ruin these ones. So they,
yeah,
so,
that's out.
But there's also a wedding band and a honeymoon in the Maldives.
Oh, my goodness.
I think
goodness.
That's where, what you
I
call
would like
it.
To go to
Is
there.
That what you call it? I don't know. It's and too fancy for
Maldives,
me to pronounce.
Maldives.
This Maldives. Cool idea.
It is a cool idea.
I've actually seen one. I don't know where they did it at, but I saw one that they did like a mud run.
Uh-huh.
Where they added obstacle courses or whatever, and they did it in wedding dresses.
I mean, it does sound fun. Something about that is like, oh, you're ruining all those dresses. Oh, my goodness. But
It was one of those like wreck the dress kind of things. It was the dress after you've had your wedding. But that's one of those things you could probably sell to somebody.
Exactly.
There's good money in that.
Yeah.
Dresses are expensive.
They're very expensive.
Jocelyn's sister's trying to find one right now. And it's
they're in the thousands.
Oh, yeah.
Well into the thousands. Yeah.
Exactly. So still a cool idea, though. I think we should totally put one together. But that's the happy headline for today. The Coast Social Network is on the air, where we talk to your friends and neighbors across Southwest Michigan, brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. And Amanda is joining us from Great Start Collaborative, and we are here to talk about diapers.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So tell us a little bit about this diaper drive that's going on.
Sure. We are looking to collect, hopefully, 25,000 individual diapers for families in need in Bering County, because diapers are the most basic requested need, and a lot of the safety net programs such as WIC or TANF do not cover diapers, so we're hoping to collect them so we can distribute them to families in need.
I didn't even realize that, because I know, I mean, like WIC usually covers most of the basic needs for mothers, but I thought diapers was maybe discounted in some way.
No.
You don't get them at all.
No.
Wow.
So babies go through a lot of them.
Lot of diapers. And unfortunately, when you don't have them, then they're left in diapers longer. And so that can cause all sorts of other problems. So we're just trying to help.
I was going to say, Megan, with your 5 kids, you probably went through 25,000
I don't even want to think how many diapers I went through with all my kids. Very glad to have that behind me. But
And so 25,000 diapers. That is a lot of diapers.
It's a lot of diapers, but we've done it before, and I know we can do it again with the help of the community.
And so people can just collect those diapers and then drop them off. Where can we drop them off at?
There's tons of locations that can be are collecting diapers. There's schools, libraries, and businesses and organizations throughout the county, from Waterville down to Niles, over to New Buffalo. They're all over. And all that information can be found on our Facebook page or our website, which is greatstartbering.org.
What if someone just wants to donate money? Can they do that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We're always taking money. That can be mailed to Bering Risa, and that information is also on the flyer, which is on our Facebook page, but we're definitely taking monetary donations.
Now, is there any other things, or is it just either diapers or monies or gift cards?
Correct.
That's the thing?
Yep,
no other stuff?
Yeah, right now we're just collecting diapers and money.
And money.
Does this have a Star Wars theme? Because I feel like Diaper Drive
diaper
just totally
wars?
Sounds like Diaper Drive or Diaper Wars just totally sounds like a great like Star Wars.
Well, I think what people should do is if you know a couple other moms, you guys can, the moms can compete to see who can get
nice
the most
diapers.
Yeah. Who can fill that minivan with the most diapers?
That would be awesome.
That is a great
idea. I think Honor Credit Union is doing some sort of competition within some of their locations.
All right.
I just want to see a tower of diapers all across. Like, let's just build a wall full of diapers.
Absolutely.
Here's a weird question. Is there a particular size where there's the most need?
It doesn't seem to have...
No? Okay.
No, it just doesn't seem to be a certain size, but definitely all sizes for children.
Okay. All right.
Infants and toddlers.
Wonderful. Well... Where can we find more information about this real quick?
Sure. You can look on our website, which is greatstartberrien.org, or the Great Start Collaborative website page, or Facebook page, Berrien County Great Start Collaborative.
And there's a flyer and then there's information
flyer
as well.
And information on both of those sites.
Wonderful. Yep. We'll be sure to share that on our Facebook page as well. But Amanda, thank you so
much, Amanda,
for joining us today.
Thank you.
Listen to Johnny and Megan Mornings on today's Best Mix, 98.3 The Coast.